We cover all bases, face it, you can't erase us. Back and forth, watch where it take us. Cultural topics and sports, baby, you know we got it. Always our response is amazing. All bases covered, yeah. Yeah, you know you love it. Our thoughts, they be off of the dome. First to the second, the topics, they change like the weather. Then you know we bringing it home. We cover all bases, face it, you can't erase us. Back and forth, watch how we shine. Cultural topics and sports, baby, you know we got it. Always our responses be prime. All bases covered, whoop. Yeah, you know you love it. No limits to where we can go. So good, grab a seat. Oh no, this ain't MLB, but you know it's time for the show. All bases covered, my brothers, yeah, you know you love it. We get it, yeah, we going in. Yeah, we be focused.
Welcome to the All Bases Covered podcast here on a Friday. We got Sam on the line with me, who's feeling a little under the weather, but is still on the show today. And we are still waiting on Josh and Joe to get here. So hopefully they join us soon, or we might be having a fairly quick show this evening on Friday.
I'm partaking in some headache medicine, if you know what I mean. So
I got you. I got you with some heads. I got you, man. That's good to hear. That's very good.
Hey, when are we going to get Tommy back on the show, man?
He's going to have to do it on a Monday show. Monday show is what's best for him. So, really, I wanted to, you know, push through with this show so you could at least draw your helmet and get your punishment for Monday.
Go ahead, draw it for me now, man.
Your helmet?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to spin the wheel of death for you first?
Go ahead. Whichever one you think is cool is right.
Spin the wheel of death. I wanted to wait for at least Josh and Joe to get here so we could all draw our helmets. That there's nothing, no tomfoolery being accused of. So
I mean, it's those guys that don't trust you, not me, right?
All right. Spinning the wheel of death. Let's see what he gets. If you get another easy one, then motherfucker. 3 blazing hot wings.
Oh, that's cool.
Fucking, you got turkey leg, Mike, and eat 3 blazing wings.
Yo, keeping it a poultry family, cuz.
I mean, the blazing wing for you is not even a punishment. That's like what you would probably get.
I would normally probably just order that. Yeah.
Fuck. For me and Josh, that's a punishment because we can't handle spicy food. But for you, it's like, this is a walk in the park. This is some bullshit.
Yeah.
Between Joe not losing yet and not entering the wheel of death, and you and your easy ass punishment,
dude, I'm taking away all the easy punishments. So the next ones that are gonna hit are gonna be rough and bad for everybody else.
Although you were
ass hair away from something really bad, right?
Yeah, right next to blazing wings. As the wheel started to slow, but it didn't stop. It stopped on blazing wings. But right next to it was cosplay. Had to go on to a movie dressed as one of the characters.
Yeah, that would be a very traumatic experience to go through.
Somebody's gonna.
I can totally see myself being, fuck you, little kid. No, I'm not Thor. Yes, I understand I have a gut.
Well, you know, I wanted to be. You know, hopefully. Maybe nobody will draw that one. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe some will get on the winning streak. But you, me, and Josh have yet to win. We have yet to win.
I know. It's all the voodoo, bro. I'm telling you. Joe's voodoo.
Yeah, Joe's a big voodoo guy. I swear to God, he's cursing us all.
So, Josh, you weren't here for it. Sam spun the wheel of death. His punishment is eat 3 blazing wings.
Hey-o!
That's easy for him. He wanted the one chip challenge, so this should be easy for him.
Super easy. Now, where is Joe at? Because we got to draw our helmets. There he is. There's Joe, our producer that likes to be fashionably late. I'm sure he's just getting his makeup ready. There's Joe.
I told you he'll be there at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and not when he's supposed to be. So.
That's because he's too busy doing his pre-wheel. Voodoo ritual. That's why he's always running late, man.
That's what it is. That's why Joe is always late to the Friday show. That makes perfect sense.
Joe's pins in the Louis doll right now as we speak.
I will say I didn't put a pin in the Louis doll, but I will say I sacrificed some chicken.
All right, Joe, I'm about to FaceTime you so everybody sees us on the up and up as we draw our helmets real quick.
All right, and as usual, I'm shirtless.
Okay, that's great. sorry, audience, for the echo. Until we find a better way to do this, this is how it's going to be. All right.
You should live stream some of these things, dude.
Who wants? All right, Joe's going first. See, and we drawed the Houston Texans.
Damn it! Hey, why does Joe always draw? Why does he always go first?
I don't know, but
that needs to change, Mr. Voodoo. We're changing up rituals now.
The Texans are 2.5-point road underdogs to the Chicago Bears. All right. Who wants to go next? What's that?
I'm keeping them.
We were going to let you swap this week anyways. You're going to have to keep whoever. So.
Yeah, Paul.
All right, who's next?
I'll go next. It doesn't matter.
All right. Oh, motherfucker! Josh has drawn the golden helmet of freedom this week.
I'm going to keep that helmet, baby.
All right, go ahead. Draw, man.
We weren't
going to
let
you
change it anyway.
Enough with the fanfare.
All right. Sam's up. All right, here we go. Grab it. Oh, Sam draws the Baltimore Ravens.
That's actually a really good one.
The Baltimore Ravens are 2.5-point favorites on the road against the New England Patriots.
Yeah, that's a really good
one.
All right,
you know what? I'll
keep
it, man.
I think the Ravens are going to beat them. Yeah, I would keep that one.
Yeah, I'll keep it, man. I'll keep it.
My turn.
Thanks, Josh. I was double-guessing myself for a second, but you're like, you know, made it right.
I got the Saints. And the Saints are currently – the Saints are 2.5-point favorites on the road to the Panthers. I will keep the Saints. I will run my luck with the Saints again, as even though they did me dirty, and I went to the wheel of death. So, Joe's got the Texans. Josh the Saints this week. Sam's got the Ravens, and I got the Saints. Fuck.
Hey, just by the way, Jameis Winston's out too. Just throwing that out there for you.
Wait, no, he's not. He's questionable.
Got him.
All right, let me put these in here. So, Joe,
I would like to point out how bitter you baby back bitches are. Like, oh, we're not letting Joe change, but then all of you are like, well, I'll keep mine. I'm not good. Fuck you.
Well, that's because you keep changing.
Wait.
I haven't changed once. Sam hasn't changed.
Sam changed once.
No, he didn't.
He decided to keep the Titans last week.
Exactly. Yeah, dude, none of us have changed it not one time.
Oh, big.
You're the one that's
been
changing it consistently.
I changed it once. It's not like I changed it 50 times.
You changed it twice.
I changed it twice.
2 out of 2 weeks, you changed it.
I'm talking about once each draw, fuckers.
You're 2 for 2 on changing until this week.
That's correct.
Well, joke's on you because I'm going to be excited because the Texans are going to fucking pull one out. And then y'all could suck it again because I'll be safe again for another week.
Your voodoo right now is erasing. Like, all of it, you're reverse voodooing yourself. I would just shut up and take it.
Saints, what were the 2.5-point favorites? Got it. Here. All right. Texans, Ravens, Josh with the golden helmet of freedom. And, oh, man. I was hoping to draw the pick swap helmet. I really wanted the pick swap. I would have taken your golden helmet of freedom, Josh. That would have been mine. All right, so, Joe, just so you're familiar, Sam spun the wheel of death for his Titans just getting absolutely butt-fucked by the Bills on Monday night. He had to eat 3 blazing wings. But he still owes us Turkey Leg Mike as well. So he's got three Blazing Wings and Turkey Leg Mike to pay up on.
Have you guys finished your Rocky collaboration?
That's happening Saturday.
That's happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I mean, you talk about me being late. I'll be honest with you. I might be late, so I don't have to see that shit.
Why? Because you know we got bigger dicks than you?
No, it's the fact that you two in short shorts and belly shirts hugging is just not a vision I wanted to see.
You just don't want to see two big dicks swinging.
Oh, okay.
So, Rocky and Apollo Creed weren't like in a warm embrace. It was a bro hug. Okay, it was a total
I'll give
bro
you
hug.
It was a bro hug, but at the same time, you know Josh is full of shit because they're talking about a hairy man and a Chinese guy. Are there big dicks involved? I don't think so.
Wow. Okay.
I think he's jealous because we can see ours and he can't see his.
Hey, I'd like to point out, just because I can't see mine doesn't mean it's too small. That just means I got a big belly.
Hey, you got sunlight disease.
Wow. Josh coming with the fire.
Oh, Josh fired up.
All right. Let's talk.
That golden helmet gave him some extra confidence, man.
Yeah, well,
dude.
I would totally be feeling pretty good. The only worry that Josh has to have is if me, Sam, and Joe all lose and we get some of the easier punishments to the Wheel of Death, and then if he loses, getting a bad punishment, but it's still worth it having the golden helmet for him. So.
Oh, it's going to happen. So I already expect it to be pretty bad next time.
Hey, is Edward Fortian's put onto the
yeah.
The wheel? Okay.
It's on the wheel.
Oh, you know what? It should be we the other people get to pick the beer that you have to drink too.
I'm okay with that. Okay with that.
Yeah, King Cobra and a Steel Reserve.
Oh,
I would like to point out, this is why nobody played board games with you guys. You keep changing the rules midway.
Well, we did to Josh, right, where we said we get to pick the Nicolas Cage movies. That wasn't in the rules before. We did it to Josh.
Yeah, it just needs a little bit more specifics, that's all.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah. Okay, By the way, we got to pick our three Nicolas Cage movies that our group picked. So, Joe, you pick one. Sam, you pick one. I will pick one.
Okay.
And then 12 Hours of Cage. So those three movies, and then Josh can pick whichever other two or three that he wants to watch on his own accord. So, Sam, go first. What Nicolas Cage movie is Josh watching?
No, sorry, dude. Yeah, I'm here. I was on mute. I'm doing a little bit of research. Move on to the next person, please.
All right, Joe, pick a movie.
All right, my pick is Pay the Ghost.
What is it?
It's called Pay the Ghost. Came out in 2015, and it's that bad that you don't even know about it.
I might have to find. I don't know if Josh is going to be able to find that one. I might have to.
It's on Prime. It's on Prime.
It's on Prime. Okay. All right. My pick, as Sam researches, my pick is Willy's Wonderland.
Okay.
I actually like that one.
And that is up on Flex. That one is up on Flex, Josh, so you can watch it on Flex. But Willy's Wonderland is my pick.
I'm going with
you guys. You guys are going to have to text these on the thing, so I can take a picture of it.
Okay.
So you know I'm watching it.
Okay. All right. We'll text it in the group chat. We'll text it in the group chat after this. But we got our picks down for Josh. All right, boys, let's go on to some fantasy football. If you callers out there that want to dial in, ask us fantasy football questions, we will answer them. Call in at 563-999-3761 or message us on Twitter at All Bases Podcast is our Twitter handle. So you can send me questions there, or you can call in. Once again, the number is 563-999-3761. So I want to talk about some guys that I think are going to go bust this week. I have a couple players that I've singled out, and we'll kind of go on the horn here and talk about some other guys that if you guys have anybody on your list. One of my first guys is Tom Brady. I think if you have Tom Brady as a starter this week, put him on your bench, see if there's something else out there. But Tom Brady is going to be without Mike Evans. Chris Godwin is likely out or very limited. So that leaves him, there's no Rob Gronkowski, there's no Antonio Brown anymore. That leaves him with, and Julio Jones, I believe, is out as well. That leaves him with Russell Gage as his top wide receiver and Scotty Miller. So going up against the Green Bay Packers, I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I think there's going to be a lot of field goals exchanged. I think Tampa Bay will win this game, but I think they're going to win it like 16-14, something along those lines. I don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring on it. So I would definitely bench Tom Brady, who I think will put up a line of maybe like 195 yards passing and one touchdown. So it's not going to be a banner day for him. The other player that I would 100% think about benching if you have him in your starting lineup would definitely be Darnell Mooney. Mooney hasn't done anything. He was a popular seventh round or later and put up like wide receiver two numbers. Not been happening. I don't think that the Bears offense, it looks lost. It looks just atrocious as it was under Matt Nagy. So 100%. I would be benching Darnell Mooney until he starts to prove that he can do something. And then last but not least, I would be benching Terry McLaurin if I was if I had him in fantasy. McLaurin off to an okay start. His first against Jacksonville, he had two catches for 58 yards and a touchdown. Then against Detroit, he had four catches for 75 yards. Goes up against a pretty good Philly team, a Philly team with a really good defense. Carson Wentz, quarterback. Honestly, Washington seems to be going to Curtis Samuel and Dotson more than McLaurin this season. So if I was a fantasy owner that was starting Terry McLaurin, he would be riding my best this week. And those are three guys that I think have massive plus potential for this coming week.
All right, so Louie, thanks for that. I am going to swap out Terry McLaurin right now and put Chris Olave in.
Okay.
It better work out, Bossy.
Hey, man. I'm here for it. I'm here for all the blame. All right, Josh, so why don't you go? Who are three guys that owners should be on the lookout for massive bust potential?
I'm going to go with definitely Russell Wilson. That Denver offense, it seems like they have a bunch of weapons. It's just he's not doing anything right now. I don't know what it is, lack of training camp, playing in them games, or head coach play calling. He's just not stacking up right now, so I definitely would probably bench him.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor. He hasn't done anything this year. I mean, if you got two other running backs, I don't think Indy's going to have the ball very long. And if they do, they're going to end up throwing the ball a lot more. I think they're going to get behind early to KC, and it's going to turn into a passing game for him. So
okay.
I don't see a lot of points out of him for another week, especially after that dud they just did against Jacksonville.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. They only gave him nine carries against Jacksonville. That's just atrocious. He had 30 – had 31 carries against Houston, and he ran for 161 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, my point exactly.
Yeah.
I don't trust that team right now, especially against KC. I think KC is just going to roll them. I mean, if Jacksonville can shut them out 24-0, just imagine what Patrick Mahomes is going to do. So I think it's going to be – they're going to end up throwing the ball a lot more, and Jonathan Taylor is going to be taken out of the game.
I don't think Matt Ryan he's like a quit. Like, Matt Ryan looks worse than Carson Wentz last
year. Yeah, Matt Ryan looks like he's broken, like, or so.
He's burnt toast, dude.
Yeah.
And my last one.
Sorry. I thought you were done, Josh. My bad.
My last one is another shot. I would say Tyreek Hill. I think Buffalo is going to dominate that game, just like they have all season so far. That front line, I think they're gonna get a lot of pressure on Tua, and I think Tua's gonna target Waddle a lot more than Tyreek. So I see Buffalo just destroying Miami like they've done Tennessee and the Rams. So I look for that to continue, and I think Tyreek's not gonna have a big game like last week.
Very interesting. Okay.
I don't necessarily agree with the last one, Josh, and I only say that because they're divisional. It's a divisional matchup for them. They play each other every year, year after year, year after year. So, you know, what you think is going to be like a steamroll may not be that.
No, I mean, I definitely see your point. It's just the way the Bills have come out, I just don't see anybody stopping them. And their defense with Von Miller now, I think it's a lot better than it was last year.
Yeah, but you know what? Some of these divisional matchups can be like trap games for certain teams, right?
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I'm not saying that this is. I think the Bills will still win, but I don't think they win 41-10. You know, I think it's a lot.
Oh no, not 41-10. Yeah, I don't see it at 41-10, but I mean, I see them winning by over 10 points.
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
All right, Sam, go ahead.
All right. I hate to say this because I have him, but I will probably be sitting Aaron Rodgers this week. I just have zero faith in that Green Bay offense, you know. And they're talking about giving each running back 15 to 18 carries apiece, which means you're not going to get much out of Rodgers as a passer. So I'm going to sit Rodgers. That's my quarterback. I would also sit Jeff Wilson Jr. And the reason why I would sit them is because the Broncos D has going back to last year, they haven't let a running back rush for more than 70 yards. And I don't know if Wilson will, you know, be up to the task. You know, I think that Denver run D is good. You know, they have holes elsewhere, but that's my second one to sit, and I would actually also sit James Robinson against the Chargers. All of a sudden, you see a resurgent James Robinson. You think that the Jags are doing well, and he's going to be part of a game plan. They're going to hit a wall with the Chargers. So
agreed. That's why I'm starting their defense this week.
Good. Also a good bet, in my opinion.
I like it. Here's the one thing I'll say about Aaron Rodgers, and this is why. You know, they say they want to give their backs about a total of like 30 to 35 carries between the two. Tampa Bay has a top five run defense, but a bottom 10 pass defense.
So you think Rodgers is going to make his, like, he's going to be passing a lot more?
No, I don't necessarily know that he'll be passing a lot more, but I also believe that once, if the Packers have, like, let's say they have 10 carries total and they mustered 24 yards, and they're averaging like 2.4 yards carry, I think they're going to start getting away from that. They're going to have to throw the ball to beat Tampa Bay. And the Saints couldn't do it in that first game, or in the second game, and Dallas couldn't do it in the first game. Dallas got obliterated by Tampa Bay. But neither of those teams could run the ball against Tampa. So if the Packers want to beat Tampa, Rodgers is going to have to throw the ball, and he's going to have to find a way for Lazard or Robert Tonyan or Randall Cobb or the rookie receivers to start to step up, because that's the only way. If they're going to – or either that, or they're going to involve Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon in the passing game a lot. I totally see where Jones maybe runs for like 38 yards, but then he catches seven passes for 70 yards and a touchdown. So we'll see. But if the Packers believe they're going to line up and play some smash-mouth football, and Rodgers only throws the ball 20 times a game where they run the ball 40 times or so, I think they're in for a rude awakening, because that Tampa Bay run defense is lights out.
Dude, you're messing everything up for me. I have Waddle. I wanted to create a little stack, and this was the week for me to take Rodgers out. Now I'm convinced to put Rodgers back in now. What the hell?
Don't listen to me. I'm just giving my opinion. You don't fucking have to listen to me. The fuck do I know?
I'm doing it. I'm going to blame you if it goes haywire.
No, I was going to say, I think you should listen to him and then slash his tires.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I'll probably do that too. That's worth it.
He just heard me go off and say, I don't think the Dolphins' offense is going to be like it was last week. I think Buffalo is going to do that. And now he's questioning, like, shit, maybe that's right. Cause
yeah, exactly.
Buffalo's defense is
like,
actually
what's
pretty damn good.
Tua and Waddle?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, I'm gonna blame you, Mike. It's okay. No problem.
Fine. Yeah, but I want some praise rain down on me. If Terry McLaurin has like three catches for 45 yards, and Aaron Rodgers goes off for like 280 yards passing and three touchdowns and no interceptions, I want a little praise heaped over here. If any of those fucking scenarios happen this week. Now, if McLaurin goes off for like 10 catches on 120 yards and a touchdown, I'll fucking take the beating. But I don't see it happening. All right, boys. So we talked a little fantasy football. Nobody called in. That's fine. We don't get a lot of callers now. Now that people download our show, I feel like our live listeners have dropped off. People aren't listening to us live much anymore, but they're downloading our show after the fact. So whatever.
Do you remember, Mike, in the beginning how many callers we were getting? Tons of callers in the beginning.
On average, yeah, we would get like four or five callers on a weekly basis, but our downloads were only like 25 or 15.
Right.
Now our downloads are high, but we don't have people calling in on live anymore, which is totally fine by me. I'd rather have the thousands of downloads than the live callers. So sorry, anybody who's listening live and wanted to call. I'm not just persuading you not to. I'm just saying this like it is. Anyways,
just
all right. Thank you for that. Guys, how big of a piece of shit is Brett Favre? Scale of 1 to 10.
10.5. 11, bro.
Well, considering I fucking loved Brett Favre. Absolutely loved everything about him when he played football. He's a fucking piece of shit. God damn it.
Sorry.
I'll back this up, Josh. I absolutely believe, you know, again, Brett Favre played for the Jets for 1 year, but nonetheless. But I met him in person. I met Brett Favre in person when he was that 1 year he was on the Jets. Went to a wedding. The Jets players were staying there. Saw him on the elevator. End of story. But you know what? As a player, I absolutely loved him as well. I loved watching him. He was very electric to watch from, you know, a young Brett Favre to old Brett Favre. But this whole thing that he pulled with the state of Mississippi, that's just not cool, man.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, yeah, I still say he's an 8 or 9. He's still not up there with Deshaun Watson.
He's worse than Deshaun Watson. he fucking robbed the Mississippi welfare community to build a fucking volleyball stadium
for his daughter, more or less, because his daughter bitched.
Yeah, and he has another daughter that, by the way, you know, played, I think she was, I think she played in the fucking lingerie league. I might be wrong about that, but I'm going to look that up. But, like, I don't know, man. Fucking between, and then what was the scandal he had with the Jets with Jen Sturger?
Yeah, he was sending dick pics to her.
He's sending his dick pics, man.
Dick pics. That's what it was. You said
come
dick
on, who hasn't
married
sent a
man.
Dick pic?
What?
So who hasn't sent a dick pic? Come on.
Yeah, but she's married and so is he, dude.
Yeah, she wasn't married then.
Yeah, she was.
I don't think she was married at the time.
All right.
It was just
producer.
Him. But yeah.
Double check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Mr. Producer.
He was married, though. He was married.
Yeah, he was married.
Yeah, nonetheless, one party was married. That's still an asshole thing to do.
By the way,
oh, absolutely.
Ime Udoka is getting suspended for a year for basically doing the same thing that Brett Favre did.
How is he going to cheat on Nia Long, man?
Dude, I don't know. I'm glad you brought that up because we were going to talk about this. This is what I want to know. You got these dudes, these famous dudes, that are married to beautiful women, and they still get to cheat on them. Adam Levine. Who the fucking Emily Ratajkowski was married to some quasi-famous guy who cheated on her, and the dude looked like an asshole. He didn't even look like he was handsome. And yet, here he is, fucking around on Emily Ratajkowski. I don't fucking get it, man. I don't get it. Her Sebastian Bear McCard was who was married to Emily Ratajkowski. I don't even know for what he got money from, but he like a fucking douche, and he was cheating on her. And I don't get it, man. I don't get it, Sam. Nia Long. Getting cheated on, fucking Adam Levine's wife getting cheated on. Tiger Woods cheating on Ellen, whatever the fuck her Swedish name is. I can't even pronounce it.
Ellen.
Like, thank you. Anyway.
And it only cost him $5 billion.
And his career.
Yep, pretty much.
Guys, I get it. When you're a handsome and good-looking dude and chicks are, like, throwing themselves at you nonstop, I'm sure the temptation is there. But then don't get fucking married, man.
How much can you chalk this up to, like, a bunch of, like, middle-aged men basically saying, hey, this is, like, my midlife crisis, dude. Like, you know, this is exactly what it is.
Yeah, but then don't get married, man. Don't get married. Be like Leonardo
DiCaprio.
Don't get
married.
He doesn't step down. He's with a different 20-year-old every 6 months.
That's true. Leo does it right, I guess. He has tons of money.
And
though,
he's on a girl that's actually the oldest he's ever been with, 27.
Tons of money. What'd you say?
I said, and Leo's dating the oldest girl he's ever dated at 27.
There you go. Like, if you want to be that bachelor lifestyle and you want to be with different females, fine, man. I'm not mad at you.
Oh, no, I'm not condoning. I'm just playing devil's advocate and saying that, you know, there's no rhyme or reason as to why it actually happens. It doesn't make any sense to me either. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's the idea, like, hey, I've got all these women throwing their stuff at me. Is my wife going to really find out she's in a completely different city? Shit. People, they were getting away with it back in the day. Now everybody's got phones, cameras, TikTok.
Everybody's got phones, but
YouTube.
Not only that. All you have to do is fucking catch the scorn of one of these chicks. Like, let's say you're sleeping with a chick on the side, and then you decide to break it off. Then she tells everybody, and your balls are in a vice. Like, you're going to get caught either way. It's just like the fucking mob, man. You might get away with shit for 10, 12 years. Eventually, you're going to get fucking pinched, or you're going to get whacked. That's the way it's going to be, man. And that's the same thing with fucking cheating.
Now you just said that, you know, live the Leo life, right? So Deshaun Watson, single guy.
Right.
Women throwing themselves at him, but yet he still coerces hand jobs out of massage therapists.
Okay. Yeah, that's one thing, though. Rape is different. I mean, sexually assaulting a woman is different. That's a whole other story.
It's really not the money that allows them to live that lifestyle. It's just he's just an asshole piece of, you know, shit.
So I got to play this. This is Norm MacDonald from a few years ago.
Saturday Night Live.
No.
You're telling me. that the world's greatest athlete over there, Tiger Woods, you're telling me that guy, that super handsome, charismatic dude, likes to lie down with ladies? I don't buy it.
Norm.
Huh? Oh, yeah, but...
I don't agree with cheating 100%. Like, I'm against it. I agree with you, Lou, in terms of, like, if you're gonna screw around and stuff, then don't make the commitment of marriage.
You
know, now, but then again, we are in 2022, so maybe at the time that Tiger Woods is having sex, he identifies as a single man.
Got him.
That's the loophole, man. You just have to identify yourself as that.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. And, hey, you don't need any paperwork to prove it. Just saying.
There you go.
Shit.
All right. Real quick, because we kind of skipped a segment there, which is totally okay. No one's worried about that. Because we're talking about segment three was going to be talking about why star celebrities and athletes that have gorgeous wives end up cheating still. So I'm glad we got to talk about that. But real quick, though, I want to get back to the Celtics coach. Now, I don't know what all he had a consensual relationship with a fellow staffer, but then there was a month-long investigation. I know the Celtics, I guess it's in their team rules about having relationships with other staff members, whatever. Do you guys agree with suspension of a year for him?
I mean, we had the discussion about Brittany Griner, right?
Okay.
She didn't follow the rules. She goes to Russian prison, right? Same thing with him. Unfortunately, you break the rules, you face the punishment. So, do I agree?
And if he doesn't want the punishment, he won't get the paycheck, right?
Yeah.
I
don't agree with a year suspension for a consensual relationship, but, I mean, it's team rules.
Well,
got to follow them.
Here's my thing that kills me is look how freaking different sides of the spectrum these fucking punishments are. So we got, you know, people make a few comments. Oh, we're going to end their careers. Somebody has sex with 31 women, and kind of coerce them into that, only gets a suspended for 11 games. This guy has, I mean, as far as I'm seeing right now, it was a consensual relationship between two adults. Are you getting suspended for a year?
I'll tell you why I agree with it.
You got Trevor Bauer suspended for 2 years for a sexual act with another woman. So, I mean, you're right. I mean, the suspensions in different leagues are crazy. It's crazy to see how the NFL can get away with some of these suspensions for such a short time, yet other leagues suspend these players a lot longer.
Good on the sports franchises or organizations that do take things seriously and actually hold people accountable. You know what I mean? I mean, that's a good thing. But it just blows my mind, like, oh, sorry, dude, like, if you would have had sex with that girl, if you were an NBA or a football player, you'd be good right now. But sorry, you chose the NBA.
Tell me why you agree.
All right, so one of the main reason why I agree with the one-year suspension is because sports teams now, they work solely as a business. That's a PR nightmare, you know, to have him and have, you know, then you have the entire female community that, you know, is telling that, you know, their husbands are to not go to the games, or it's just, you know, then he hears it when he goes on away games. And the same thing for these other players. They look at losing money when it comes to something like that. So you're taking him away for a year, but you're not dealing with all that negative shit that's going to come with it that came out in this report. So, and I think the NFL can get away with it because they only play 16 games. They really need to maximize all of their money from all 17 games. They need to maximize all their money. So if they get 11 out of 17, they get suspended on 11 out of 17, they're thinking it's a win, right? And right, you know, I guess, you know, from a capitalistic, you know, perspective, I guess it makes sense, but morally, it's completely wrong, obviously, right? It's completely morally wrong. But in the case of the Celtics coach, Stevens is almost de facto coach too. You know, he's still a very smart guy. He can, I mean, maybe they may not get where they got, you know, last year, but they're saving themselves a hassle, pretty much.
Well, and I guess the precedent was set a couple years ago with the Minnesota Timberwolves when that executive was fired, basically, for when they had similar team rules. He got fired for his role in that. So at least he didn't lose his job. I guess that's the one thing. Because it seems like he is a pretty damn good coach, and you know somebody would have went out and picked him up.
Oh, 100%. He would have been – if he had gotten fired, a team would have been like, okay, I'm firing my current coach and picking him up.
Correct. And, absolutely.
See you later, Steve Nash.
Yeah.
Well, they should have taken him over Nash anyways.
Yeah,
honestly.
They should have. The Nets might have been in the finals with him as coach. All right, so college football, big weekend. A lot of games, a lot of good games. There's a couple big time games featuring a ranked team and an unranked team. So I'm gonna ask you, Josh. I'll start with you. You and I are more of the college football experts here. But which unranked team has the best shot at pulling an upset Saturday? Is it Wisconsin versus Ohio State? Maryland versus Michigan? Iowa State and Baylor, or is it Washington State and Oregon?
We know it's not Nebraska.
No, I mean, I would say probably Washington State.
Okay.
Who's Washington State?
I think they have the best shot. Michigan's going to roll
they're
Maryland.
Home against Oregon.
Mm.
Go ahead, Josh, what were you saying?
Michigan's going to roll Maryland. Maryland's not a threat to Michigan. Ohio State should beat Wisconsin pretty handily after Wisconsin got that embarrassing loss a couple weeks ago. Washington State beating Michigan State, they were top 15 team at the time. And
no,
they didn't just beat them.
Timeout. Washington State didn't beat Michigan State. Washington.
No, it's Washington. Sorry.
Yeah.
So Washington State, who did they beat somebody?
That's right,
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's who beat Wisconsin, yeah. I'd still go Washington State. I think they have probably the best shot to pull an upset.
Okay. One thing I do find interesting here is Baylor is ranked 17th in the country. Iowa State's unranked, but Iowa State is 2.5-point favorites at home against Baylor.
Is that maybe because Baylor just got their ranking?
No, Baylor was ranked in the top 10, and then before they lost to BYU on the road.
That was Louis's playoff pick too.
Yeah, they were. They were one of my playoff picks. Iowa State has beat Southeastern Missouri. They beat Iowa, and then they beat Ohio Bobcats. So, not a murderer's row as of right now. Baylor comes in ranked 17th in the country. As I said, Baylor lost to BYU on the road 26-20, and their other two wins are against Albany and Texas State, so not really anything notable. So we'll see. Oregon was able to kind of thrash BYU, which kind of makes that loss by Baylor not look very good. If BYU had beaten Oregon, I think people would forgive that loss. But I am surprised that Iowa State is favored, even though they're unranked. So I think Iowa State, though, has the best has the best chance to pull the upset of unranked over the ranked opponent because of Baylor, because Iowa State is favored at home. So that would be my pick. I think Iowa State can pull the upset over Baylor. Baylor lost a lot from last year's team. I think Baylor was in, what, the Sugar Bowl last year, but they lost, I think, like 8 or 9 starters from that team. So they're kind of retooling a little bit. How time we got, boys? We got about 13 minutes to go. So I want to, before we turn to a news story, I want to talk to you guys. Formula One is coming to Vegas next year. What do you guys feel about a little podcast road trip out to Vegas for the Formula One race?
Man, I didn't know you guys watched racing. I mean, we know
live
on about NASCAR.
NASCAR is for, West Siders.
I mean, this is the first time I've heard you even mention Formula One, though.
I was just fucking with you, Josh, about that comment. But no, because they're I think the Formula One race goes through downtown Vegas or something. The way it looks like, they're not building like an arena or not. You know what I mean? But like, I think it's running through the streets of Vegas, which would be really fucking cool to see.
Oh, that would be. It's down the main street. Yeah, the strip. That would be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So they got this track that I guess runs like in front of the Bellagio and some other of the hotels, man, and they're going to block off streets and shit. So I think that would be fun to watch. One, I've never been to any kind of race. I've never been to a NASCAR, Formula One, IndyCar, none of that shit. In downtown Vegas, it's going to happen in 2023. I think that would be a kind of a cool sporting event to experience.
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty cool. I might be
live
down
on location. Live on location, all bases covered from Las Vegas.
All expenses paid by Mike Louie. Thank you.
Shit. Get us 50,000 listeners and let us start getting paid, like $4,000 an episode or $3,000 an episode. And yeah, I'll expense it on the fucking podcast account.
Done.
What's that?
I said done and done.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get some more listeners here. We got to figure out some shit. Let's get some more listeners here. Let's start getting paid for this pod. Quit my IT job and just do podcasting full time.
We just have to get Budweiser on board. That's it.
There you
literally
go.
It.
Or
I've been trying.
Marijuana company.
Or some sort of huge marijuana company.
Yeah.
Hey, we should have been hitting up Kevin Nash.
Yeah. What?
So we should have been hitting up Kevin Nash for his weed company.
I know. I probably should have gone to see him, but, dude, these places, they get so crowded that you end up – I'm way past that stage of, like, waiting in line to see somebody. I just can't do it anymore.
I don't blame you.
I'll walk in to go buy some weed, but I definitely won't wait in line to fucking talk to Kevin Nash. I'll wave to him. Hey, Kevin. Hey, Diesel. What's up? That's it.
Oh, Jesus.
If I'd try to push him or fight him and get my ass whooped, that would be a viral moment, right?
Oh, that would be pretty awesome.
That's going up
that
on Twitter if I get my
hilarious.
Ass whooped by Kevin Nash. At a dispensary? Oh yeah, definitely going on.
That would be awesome.
That would be magic.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I'd take the beating, bro, just to get viral for our podcast.
All right. The last thing I want to talk about here, and even if the show went by pretty fast, even though we still got about 10 minutes left, but if we end it early. Today on a Friday, we can end it a little early. No big deal. But did you guys hear about the morality police and the beating to death of the woman in Iran?
I did hear something about it, yes.
There's been a
and
lot
I guess
of people.
All the women in Iran were protesting and took their headbands off?
And there's been like 26 deaths now from the riots. Or
there's been straight ass whoopings, bro.
Yeah. Now, I want to point this out. Now, we live in a fucking country where maybe women are not 100% equal to men, but it's pretty fucking close. If it's not 50-50, it's like 51-49, 52-49.
And it's better than anywhere else, pretty much.
And it's better than anywhere else, right? The women in our country complain about not making enough money, or we have sports figures who come out and complain that they should be paid equal to men. That's their biggest complaint. In Iran, this woman was beaten. The people who beat her to death are not even going to get arrested. And they have what do they have in other countries, like honor killings, Sam?
Yeah. In Pakistan, they have honor killings. And a lot of those Middle Eastern countries have honor killings. Basically, if you bring shame to the family,
I'm going to play devil's advocate just a little bit. Okay. Now,
oh, here we go again.
Shut the fuck up.
Fucking white
guy. Go on, Joe. Don't pay for
it. Always got to stick his mouth
talk
into
shit, man.
So, here's the thing. First of all, do I think it's wrong? Yeah. But we would be the most hypocritical fucking people in the entire world, which I'm sure we are, if we can say, you know what, you can't say that person's wrong because they said that they're non-binary or that they identify as a male or a female, but it's not okay for this group of people to follow their religious beliefs.
No, wait a second. Pause. One is following religious beliefs. Two is murdering someone for wearing a bad hijab.
So
I didn't
Mike,
say
dude,
I agree with
I'm
the
gonna, I,
I didn't
I'm
say
gonna,
I agree
I'm gonna jump on that devil's
beliefs,
advocate.
But
I'm going to jump on that devil's advocate and say, Mike, we're not supposed to be the hall monitors for the world, right?
We're not
supposed to be walking around and telling people this is how you should be acting. Where's your fucking hall pass? Don't do this. Don't do that. Their rules are set up so strictly that is allowed. Unfortunately, they live in a world where they honestly all the women should flee if that's the case, in my opinion. But we can't tell them that they can't do that. Really, we're not in the place to do that. It's not our place.
So I will, just to make sure that we have accurate information here. So the lady's name was Mahsa Amani. Now, according to which I'm probably getting flagged by the FBI right now for being on this website.
Definitely. You're absolutely 110%.
Yeah, they're going to be – hey, Joe Biden's going to send his FBI to raid your house here probably in the next day or two.
I'm okay if he sends the FBI. It's the IRS that I'm worried about.
The FBI.
Yeah. But anyway, it says here, so a week of protest.
Hide your porn stuff, man. Hide it.
They were rocked in Iran after a young woman died after being detained by the country's so-called morality police. Now, according to the authorities that were in this story, they said that she died of a heart attack while staying in one of their quote-unquote guidance centers, which is a re-education center where women are taught how to follow Iran's rules.
And Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Yeah.
Well, if she had a heart attack, I guarantee you they were fucking electroshocking her.
Oh, it's definitely not.
I mean,
true. They definitely offed her. They offed her for sure.
Yeah, she was definitely abused. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it says in here a number of protesters have been killed, multiple confrontations with security forces and pro-government militia. So, I mean, it's definitely not a good thing. But then also, I you know, I throw out the reminder of all those people that are like, oh, America sucks.
Not really, dude. Not
we've got
really.
It pretty fucking good.
You can go. Yeah, if you think America sucks, everybody
get
that
the hell out. We don't want you here.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree. You guys did not like Donald. A lot of people did not like Donald Trump. There was a lot of fighting. You had a lot of these celebrities come out and say, hey, I'd rather move than be run under a country with Donald Trump. I didn't see any of them fuckers move at all. Why?
You should make all of them go to the Congo, man.
Hey,
you're not gonna go to Russia.
Let me play devil's advocate here. Hey, real quick, I'll play devil's advocate here. Yes, compared to Iran and Egypt and Pakistan, the United States is pretty fucking great. But compared to Germany and Canada, Sweden and Switzerland, it's a pretty far cry from great compared to the education.
You're right. You're absolutely right. There are countries that are way better.
Hold on. How do you figure?
How do I figure what?
How do you figure that Canada, Germany, Switzerland are better than we are?
Well, they offer a 4-year bachelor's degree right off the bat for every single kid. Paid
yeah.
for.
They got free.
They give you. They give you.
Free
they will go. They'll pay you for. They'll
first of all, it's not free health care because they take a majority of your taxes. Majority of your
they
pay.
Do. You're
so
absolutely
like Canada,
right. They do. But
your
the overall quality of life is
like
way different than here. And I'm not saying that America is by any means falling short because I love my life here. I love it.
Well,
I
know,
love,
but
I
love
America.
I'm just throwing out that. It's always – the grass always looks greener on the other side until you get in the yard.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that their lives would be different if they were in those countries.
Get a ticket and move.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's exactly what I was saying. You heard all these people say they're going to move, and they haven't moved yet.
In white folks' heads, this is on a continuous loop. If you don't like it, you can leave. If you don't like it, you can leave. And until their brain just malfunctions and fries, because it is on a permanent loop. Anytime that you talk about America and how other countries are better than America at certain things, but maybe not overall on everything, then we get the, if you don't like it, you can leave. Nonsensical argument here, which is perpetrated by most of white America. I hear that is against America.
I'm calling bullshit.
But by the
I'm
way,
calling,
our country is
bullshit,
falling woefully short in education. Our country is falling woefully short in education. We have a pandemic in gun deaths that other countries do not have. We have all kinds of other infrastructure issues that are not plagued in certain other places or it's not as bad. Now, do those countries have their shortcomings compared to America and us? Sure they do. But most people who sit there and tout the fucking horn that America's number one have never left the fucking country.
I've been to 13 different ones.
So, I've been to Europe.
Okay, you've been to your
no.
fine. I'm not.
No,
I'm
no.
not specifying
all I
you
was saying before.
Hey, let's take a poll right here. Who here has gone to a third world country?
Oh, I can raise my hand.
Josh,
me too. I've been to Belize.
Where have you been, sir?
Me?
What third world country have you been to?
Let's see. I've been to Iraq. I've been to Africa. I've been to Belize. I've been to Mexico. Philippines, I don't know if those all fall under third world.
So you know how bad it is over there then, right?
So here's the thing though. Okay. Yes, those places have it bad. Okay. But I've also been to Germany. I've been to Italy. I've been to England. I've been to South Korea. You know, there. So first of all, I mean, you know, I know we're going over time, but I'm gonna hit some of these spots because Lou started some shit. All right. So first of all, okay, fuck
what
you
I
and
do.
The whole white people shit because I'm tired of hearing about race.
Kill Whitey.
No, fuck that. I'm tired of hearing about race. We are so into a world where you know, everybody's like, oh, the white people were fucking bad, blah, blah. But, like, example, this fucking new movie that's coming out, the female king or whatever, about the African tribe, is about an African tribe that sold 90% of fucking slaves. But they're making them into heroes because we want to change history. We want to forget that every culture has been enslaved. Every culture at some point. The gun thing, we have guns problems, but most of our homicides are gang-related homicides, not random people going around shooting masks.
Don't get stats on that shit. I want to see the stats.
Hey, producer, you need to recheck some stats, bro. You got to recheck some stats.
I want to get my point that I had before. All I was saying is, if you look at all these celebrities, when Donald Trump was elected, they all said they were leaving. Right? None of them left. So them to say America's so bad and we have it so bad here, it is false. No matter who the president is, I don't care who it is. Yes, I don't agree with some of the policies Donald Trump has. I don't agree with some of the policies Joe Biden has. I just want to fucking live my life. I want my kids to live their life free. That's the point of America. I should be able to say what the fuck I want to say. If I want to carry a gun and I have it in my house stored, I'm not going out and shooting anybody. I just want to protect my family if I have
it.
Right?
Josh, I got to throw this in here. I got to throw this in here because you want to fucking pull stats on me. Okay? So this ain't even Fox News, okay? This is the Pew Research Center says, okay, data says about gun deaths in the United States. So in 2020, example, there were 45,000 people that died from gun-related injuries, okay? The reason that number's so fucking high, 54% of that are suicides, okay? 43%.
This is propaganda by Russian hackers. Isn't that where they get all their headlines?
Oh, okay.
No, it was from
the
show.
The NRA's website doesn't count as, like, proper articles.
So since we're going to pull the white people say that if you don't like it, get out, I'm going to pull the if you can't agree, like, look at facts and actually take science as science, then you're making up it was Russia. Right? Is that where we're going? I mean, we can, you know, it's splitting hairs. Like, I'm looking at multiple websites that say the same damn thing. So the difference about gun violence in the United States versus anywhere else is United States puts suicides a part of its stats, okay? So your highest numbers are suicides, and you have gang-related numbers. When it comes to actual, like, mass shootings and stuff like that, there are less than 5,000 total.
Joe, your fucking stats are fucking wrong, dude. That's some fake news bullshit. I want to see these stats. I'm gonna call my daddy, Mr. Trump. Fake news. This is fake news.
Hey, Josh. Fuck off for a second. So, let's see. As of September 23rd, 2022, there have been 32,437 deaths. Okay, by guns. 14,881 of those are homicide, murder. Okay, 17,000.
Isn't a mass shooting a homicide though?
No, that falls under mass shootings. Hold on, fuckface. I'm getting to that. 17,556 of those are suicide, mass shootings. There's been 497. Okay.
How many people do you have to kill to be considered a mass shooting? Is it three or more? Four or more?
Joe, I got to pause real quick. are getting all fired up. I have been fucking with you this entire time. I've been baiting you into getting fired up this entire time.
So have I. Joe, so have I. Absolutely. 110%.
Got him!
Hey, that's because you won your first 2 weeks without a punishment, bro.
I don't know what the hell will.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Oh,
God.
Joe's like, I quit.
I put my resignation in. It's my 2 weeks. No, fuck you. I'm quitting right now, motherfuckers.
When Joe and Josh were doing Devil's Advocate, I was like, I'm going to fuck with everybody right now, and I'm going to see who gets fired up and who knows that I'm purposely antagonizing them. I'm dying. That was the most fun I've had in a long time. I don't want to fuck on the show.
Joe, you have my permission to kick Louie in the balls tomorrow.
Oh, he wouldn't be the only one that's getting kicked in the balls.
I'm dying. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned for all our horse shit at the end there. But we were having some fun at Joe's expense. So we will be back on Monday. We will find out who's entering the Wheel of Death on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. And look for us on Twitter at All Bases Podcast as me and Josh will be fulfilling our punishment tomorrow. All right, guys.
This bus for you. Or should I say, kill Whitey, motherfucker.
We cover all bases, face it, you can't erase us. Back and forth, watch where it take us. Cultural topics and sports, baby, you know we got it. Always our response is amazing. All bases covered, yeah. Yeah, you know you love it. Our thoughts, they be off of the dome. First to the second, the topics, they change like the weather. Then you know we bringing it home. We cover all bases.